FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With bipartisan Senate negotiators working on changes to immigration policy to free up billions of dollars for Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and the border, Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republicans staged a photo op at the southern border, pushing their own bill that's a non-starter in the Senate. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford.
I can't get a Democratic Senate to be able to agree with that at all, and I can't get a White House to be able to agree with that.
But we
still have to be able to secure the border. I mean, we still have to be able to do something. We can't just do nothing.
The Biden administration going to legal war with Texas, suing the state over its law allowing state and local law enforcement to arrest and deport migrants. Donald Trump's lawyers went to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to get it to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's kicking him off the primary ballot in that state. Trump is also suing in state court in Maine to reverse a similar decision there. This is ABC News. A fired airline pilot has been formally charged with threatening to shoot his co-pilot.
It was August of 2022 when then Delta Airlines first officer Jonathan Dunn allegedly threatened to shoot the captain of the plane if he diverted the Salt Lake City-bound flight to Grand Junction, Colorado because of a passenger's medical emergency on board. It was a last flight of a three-day trip for the crew. Dunn is accused of threatening in great detail how he would shoot the captain with the weapon he had as part of a program to arm pilots and that he would tell authorities a captain went crazy. Dunn is charged with interference with a flight crew. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For now, Nebraska state workers won't be forced to end remote work and return to their offices. Governor Jim Pillen unilaterally ordered everyone back, but the State Industrial Relations Commission granted at least a temporary halt, finding that remote work is currently the status quo for public employees and that any change in that status quo must be negotiated. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Playing what we want.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
Shack FM is playing what we want because we have playlist commitment issues.